Greetings, everyone. Nice to see you guys. Welcome aboard. Glory to God. Are you excited to be in the land of the living? You should be. You should be. You should be. You should be. Glory to God. Hey, welcome, 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 welcome. Hey, hallelujah. Isn't an excitement on the call tonight? It is glory to be on the call tonight. I was going to say glorious, but it's glory. To me, it's glory. I'm not going to say glorify. It is glory. Jesus, I thank you for today. We're going to pray. Oh my God, it's an excitement. Whew, something is getting ready to happen. Who's believing God for some stuff? Who's believing God for the supernatural? Who is actually believing God for the supernatural? You're saying, I can't do it. I don't have no way how to do this. I can't make it. I'm not feeling well. Oh, Lord God, y'all take me out of these grave clothes. Let me tell you, it's an excitement in the air. The atmosphere has charged for greatness. Smell it, take it in, embrace it, and thank God for it. The enemy cannot bring anything in your path that the Holy Father does not know about. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it may smell like. It doesn't matter what it may taste like. It just does. Use that flag. Put that flag up. Because when you put that flag, like the pink flag, when you raise it and put it up, you're actually releasing the fire of the Holy Ghost. Okay? So wave it again one more time. Gloria, wave the flag again. Was that a flag? What was it? What did you just wave? Just wave it again. Let me see. That's your hand? That was your hand? Or lift it up? Lift up that anointing. Lift up that praise. Glorify God in the highest. And let it bring peace among all men. And the people in the army or in the navy or whatever part or whatever fit that they're in, they would say simplify. That means they understand. And they're going to take it to the next level. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we now come and we hide ourselves behind the cross. We just hide ourselves. Push ourselves back behind the cross. Like somebody said, push the plate. We push our plate back. We know nothing, Father. Only you knows all things. Tonight is your night. And we turn it over to you. I anoint myself with the fire of the Holy Ghost tonight. Let me see if I have any. Oh, yeah, they go my stuff. Yeah, it's like I'm prepared in this room. When you pray in the spirit, and if you have no interpretation, you are actually just like praying to God, and God understand, and God just come on the scene. He's always on the scene because he lives inside of you. But when you pray in the spirit, things get intensified. When you're going through anything and you start feeling the fire and you start feeling like there's no light in your fire, hold on in that fire. Because when the smoke dies out and you lift your foot out of that smoke and keep on walking, even though you are burning up under your foot bottom, even though your hand might be burning, even though pus might be running out, hold on tight. Because you have to understand that Jesus won all battles for you. He gave you his keys. The devil have no power and no authority over you. He don't have no rights. So we can celebrate this night. Yes, we can celebrate this night because Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what the enemy may bring in your house. It doesn't matter what he may bring in your family. In the holy tabernacle, we are the holy tabernacle. I have a revelation that your family is not your generation. When I give it out to individual, I don't know if they're getting it, but your generation, if your mom and dad, it comes out of your loin. Your family is the extension of whoever your mom and your dad have, like your brothers and your sisters and your cousins and your aunts. Those are your family. But my generation is the babies that I give birth to. And then again, multiplication, it goes on and on and on. And if you think about it in the male-like factors, they wanted to have a son because when they have their son, the son is gonna bring forth the name. The generation will be continue. Even if you have a daughter, your generation will still continue. But it's like it's a separation because that person does not really actually carries the name, but it's still the generation. Understand what I'm trying to say? Your generation comes out of your loin. So when they coming for it and trying to kill these babies, it's just not of God. So we got to get an excitement knowing that the word of God is alive. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Wherever you send that word, it is going to go forth and it's going to accomplish what you speak out of your belly. So now, do you want your generation to be whole? Speak it out of your belly. Whatever you need, speak it out of your belly. If you're a mom, remember, if you start having kids, that does not necessarily mean if you don't have kids. But say you're having kids, you start multiplying because it comes through multiplication. If you're understanding what I'm saying, multiplication is going to come out of your belly. I hope I'm not going too fast for you, but you will multiply. That's where you see how we are so warped up and so messed up because they're trying to take out the generation. But we got to be wise and we have to pray for our generation slash family. So if you fast with us, if you be with us for a while, you'll get to get the understanding, the difference between the family and the generation. Amen. Father God, we thank you this night. We thank you that you are going to come forth by your spirit and you're going to ignite us. You're going to ignite us. You're going to ignite and you're going to speak the word of God through us. And when you speak, the nations will have to bow. The nations will have to bow. Why? Because the fire of the Holy Ghost is going to come through us and things are going to change. Whenever we show up into an area, everything in that area is subject to change. Why? Because we are carrying the fire of the Holy Ghost. We are carrying the kingdom inside of us. So when the Father God was talking to Jesus, when Jesus opened his mouth and he said, "Pray that thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in the heavens." Thy kingdom come, Matthew 6. Father, we got an excitement tonight. Father, we got the atmosphere to release out of our bellies tonight. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, you say, when you pray, don't do repetition pray. Don't go over and over and over with the same thing. Go pray and believe, according to Mark 11, 23, 24, that you're going to receive effectively when you pray. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in the heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts. Even if we go out and borrow, the word of God declares it's better to lend than to borrow. If you're in a situation and you start borrowing and start, getting stuff and getting all these high credit, you repent. Don't let nobody just like tear you down, beat you down, and make you feel bad. Just repent and move on because you got to do what you have to do. I have to do what I have to do. I'm leaving to go home. My brother died and got to trust God for some things. So I got to do what I have to do. So the Father understand. And I just thank every single person that helped me in this endeavor because people do send in and I thank them. I just give God thanks for what has been released into my hands. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. You see, in heaven, there's no sickness. You don't have to fall off a chair in heaven like I did. No, you don't have to hurt yourself. You don't have to have cancer that would take up my brother. In heaven, there's just complete joy. In heaven, there's just complete peace. In heaven, there is no sickness and no sorrow. So we promote joy and peace and righteousness and the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we thank you this day that you teach us how to pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our bread. We thank you that you put things on the table, even if we don't see it, Almighty God. You place it on the table for us. In your presence, Almighty God, there is fullness of joy. In your presence, hey, Viola, got my mama's name. How you doing, my baby? In your presence, there is peace forevermore. I want to thank you, Viola, for being on the call tonight. It does something to my heart. You see, my mama's name was Viola. And my brother was, to me, the apple of her eyes. They said I was the apple of her eyes, but I really do think my brother is. So when I see you popped up, I said, hello, Viola. I don't want to get a teary eye because the word of God declare to be absent from the body is to be present with him. And you know, the most joyful thing in life is if you're believing God for individuals, and it doesn't matter. It does not matter. It's not about you. It's about God. It's about Jesus Christ himself. And you believe in God for your family or your generation. And you're not seeing it. He said, one plant, another water, and someone get the increase. You know what I mean? And if you're not seeing it, trust me. And by you praying, I just believe that, one-on-one, heart to heart right now. I honestly believe, take this and take it for what I'm saying. If you believe that you're praying for someone and you haven't seen fruits of that person, and if you get an opportunity to be in the presence of that person, especially if they're getting ready to go see their maker, I strongly put on your evangelistic cap right there, right, for a moment. I honestly strongly believe, because of technology right now, I know you don't like to be in the camera or you don't like to be seen, but I urge you, because it's going to be far better for that person to be with the king. In other words, if you don't believe that person is going to make it to heaven and you have an opportunity to talk to that individual, talk to that individual. And another thing, no matter how they treat you when they're alive, don't ever say, I am not going to take time out to be with that individual or talk to that individual. You see, we have to do what Jesus did. That's 70 times seven business to forgive. I don't know how to add that up. But I want to. Somebody hurt you 70 times seven in the day? I don't know. And if they even do, don't get too caught up. Forgive. You may be the last person that person get in contact with to talk to them about your Father God through Jesus Christ. It is so important that we see the people that we prayed for, or even the ones that we don't pray for in heaven. You see, we're living in a demonic world at this point. The atmosphere over our head is charged with all different derogatories like witchcraft, manipulation, sorcerers, everything. Foul demonic spirits released in the atmosphere that comes to trickle and to tickle your hearing or even your heart or even your eyesight. You're going to have to be able to be trained in how to be vigilant when it comes on to spiritual warfare. Oh my God. I'm here to pray tonight, but I'm like, the Father is talking to us. Demons are real. They speaks. They whisper in your ears. They blow on you. You could actually feel their presence. They want to fear, make you feel scary and fearful. They're real. We attract them. But if we know how to deal with them, they will not stay. One person right now have one in their home, and every time they go to bed, they feel not only feel the presence, but they sense that person. I don't know. Some of them come in because the kind of relationship we have. They may be your boyfriend or your girlfriend, and they come in and they die and they come in. So when you feel them, when you feel that presence around you, what are you going to do? You're not going to be fearful. You're going to get up and you're going to let them know that they're not welcome in here because it's really not them. Hey, it is a familiar spirit. Think about it. The Bible says in Revelation that one third of them was drawn out of heaven with Satan himself. So now they're down here trying to manipulate, trying to want to control, trying to speak lies. Evil spirits. So here we are to pray, and the Father have me in family bloodline. Wow. The bloodline of the family, and you're wondering, oh yeah, we pray and I do this, and why can't they go? And there's a thing that you call entertainment, and once we, I put we, once we entertain them, even though they leave, they will come back for that entertainment. And that's what's going on. You remember in the Bible how the Israelites, like a 3-day journey, turn over into how many years, right? They go around and they go around and they go around and they go around and they could not reach to the promised land. Okay? It's the same here. We go out and we entertain these people. And they come into our lives and they try to bring havoc in there. So I'm just looking at something right now. And as I'm looking at it right now, the head of the snake must be cut off. If you actually want to have breakthroughs, if you're in a ministry, look, put it like this. If you're in a ministry that has been called in the supernatural, quote unquote, like the ministry that I'm in, there's all kind of derogatories that you're going to see and entertain and know because they're there. And once they are there, you're supposed to be able to see them. Now, if they're not there, the way is clear. But once they're there and they are messing with the other person's mind, thought, or intellect, then you start feeling and start smelling them, you got to drive them out. You got to drive it. You cannot keep that man up in that house. You cannot keep that woman up in that house. That person dead. You cannot keep that child around you. That person dead. You cannot entertain. That is not your friend. You cannot do that. That is a familiar spirit. You have to drive it out. That is not your husband. That's not your ex-husband. That's not your ex-wife. That's not your wife. That's not your daughter, your son, your grandmother. No, it's not. It's not your father and your mama. Do not entertain it. Drive it out. I am here to tell you tonight, drive it out. Put your hand up and we say, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come and we drive out. Yes, there you go. Get out. Get out. Every unclean, get out. Every familiar spirit, put your hand up and you drive it out. Get out, come down, get out of that yard, get off of the street in the mighty name of Jesus, and go back to the pit of hell where you come from. Beat it, bye. Now, they're gone. I say there because there were more than one over there in that house. So they come back, and they come back with a multitude of people, family members. It's not your mama. It's not your daddy. Okay? So what you're gonna do now is before you go to bed at night, you go with peace. Get up in the morning, you get up with joy. That's all that is to that. In the name of Jesus. Every dog-like spirit, every rat-type spirit. I remember when I was in Manchester, this one woman coming there and rat them, bite that lady up, and we pray, and the anointing of God took that rat out. I think I talked to you guys about it. See, I'm joking. It's the facts of life. Right now, the apartment that I prayed for, and tell when the state when the when this I think it was the city of Hartford. I don't know if it was the city of Hartford. But not everybody online was at that meeting when it was taking place in Manchester, Connecticut. And that lady walked in the place with our mother, and they could not get place to live. And the Spirit of God, as a matter of fact, she come in here. I think I must have told y'all because I felt like I tell you guys already. With a rat bite her up on her fingers. I think I told y'all about it. And I'm like, what's the matter with you? And she said, rat, rat, R-A-T, rat, come into the house and bite her up on her fingers. I said, really? Yeah. I said, oh, and then she said, the state come in. I think it's either the city or the state of Connecticut come in to get her apartment. And they said she can't get it. Because they don't see no rat. So I said, okay, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, I'm gonna pray for your finger. Pray for that finger. And I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, if the rat comes back into the house, because I had her walking up and down the aisle. We were in a basement area and we were having healing school. Every Saturday we have healing school. And I had her walk up and down the aisle. And I said to her, if a rat come back into that place, the rat is gonna die. I said, the rat is gonna go to sleep under the anointing of God. Next week, I'm there ministering. Because, like I said, every week we minister. Next week, I'm there ministering, and the lady come back. Come with her finger, the fingers all healed. Oh, yeah. Then she said, in the house, five rats, not one rat, but R-A-T-S, come into the house. She took a knife and stabbed every one of them in the head. I'm like, what? All five. Took them and put them in a bottle. Call in, I think it was the state of Connecticut or the city of Hartford, and they come in, the inspector, and when they saw it in the bowel, they gave her an apartment right away. She is still living in that apartment today on Collins Street. That is over maybe like 15, 16 years now. Oh, yeah. The anointing of the Holy Ghost break the yoke of all bondages. Our God is alive and he is not dead. Jesus is living inside of us. We have the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And when we pray, mountains are supposed to be shaken. A move. I have this other man heard about me because we used to have healing school. He walked from where he located. He was in New York, and he had this big old sore foot and tied up with all kind of sore foot cloth. And I was praying, and the man got healing instantly. And he took the cloth off and threw it in the car and walk out. People come into the meeting with cancer, healing with cancer, right? Effective immediately. People come in there with stroke, effective immediately. Foot grow out. That's the anointing. This is not about the person. I cannot do this. But it's shokondin and it's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. And when that anointing comes, and when the anointing is released out of that individual, into the atmosphere, things will change. I tell you all of this to let you know when those demonic spirit come in, do not entertain them. Drive them They will come, but you don't have to keep them around. Drive them out. Drive them out. Drive them out. Heavenly Father, send forth your fire. Send forth your fire tonight upon your people. Tonight, Lord God, I come and I stand in the gap for your young people. This week on Facebook, I see this man, that was last week, crying out for his son. Bawling. They shoot up. A couple of them died in front of his son, and his son was in the hospital fighting for his life. And he asked for prayer. And we prayed. And yesterday, because I'm not on Facebook that much, I go on and do what I gotta do. Normally, I used to be on it a long time. Now I just go on and come off because I have so much doing, planning for this funeral in Jamaica and stuff. So I really don't have time, and I have my classes and all different kind of things that I'm doing. So I went back yesterday on the and I saw this young man crying, and that was his son. That was the guy we prayed for, and he was talking about the music that he was listening to, the hip hop music, and the demonic force and the source that's in those music, and it jump off on them. And even when they were laying there dying, he said it were like words were coming out of their mouth. Those kind of music that they utter out of their mouth, it is demonic. Don't you know those demons are coming in to charge your atmosphere? We got to pray for our family. We got to pray for our generation. We got to speak life into the husband, into the male, into the female. We got to know that there is only two gender, male and female. We cannot sit back and succumb to garbage. We cannot do this. There are only two genders, and it's male and female. It's just not right. We got to take our homes back. We got to pray for our homes. Grandmothers got to pray for their grandchildren. Mom got to pray for their sons and their daughters. Daughters and husbands have to stick together. Wife and husband have to come together. We have to take this thing to another level. Jesus, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we in the name of Jesus Christ minister to your children now, I pray. Watch over your children now, I pray. Give us the weapons of our warfare because there is not carnal. Give us the word of God, but they are mighty through the pulling down of stronghold. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, the breastplate of righteousness, God Almighty. Oh, Lord God, give us the spirit of truth. Let us walk, Almighty God, with the salvation. Let us walk, Almighty God, with the element. Oh, rabba. Oh, la-ma-ma-la-ma-ndee. Oh, my, let the rivers of water, let the river of water, let it flow, let it flow, let it go into the homes, let it go into the homes, let it go into the babies, let it go into the mama, the papa, the grandmama, the grandpa, they, the aunt, the uncle, the niece, the nephew, the generation, the family. Bingalusutabalaba, go and touch the doorpost, Almighty God. Go and touch the doorpost, Almighty God. Yes, raise them up, Jesus. Raise them up, Jesus. Udamasi, nininanotui. Minamamondo, oh, na mano malamo sekele bandui. I lift up my hand and I feel the fire, God. I lift it up and I can feel the fire, God. And I gotta ask God, when I lift up my hands, and you got to know this too. When you're working in ministry and you have to know what those things, you have to know what these things mean. Like for me, if I lift up my hand, like if I lift up my right hand and fire start going, I have to ask the Holy Spirit what is going on. You lift up your left hand, something, you have to ask the Holy Spirit. You got to talk to him. He's the one who leads, he's the one who guides. He is the one. He is that one. He is that one. Wait a minute, what is this? He is that person, the third party of the God that lives inside of you. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns, he reigns, he reigns. True kingdom, power, and might. Our God is an awesome God, whether we like it or not. He is the King of Kings. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Today's Friday. Been a rough week this week for someone. Very, very rough. I want you to just, I want you, that person, I want you to think about when you first come to this country. And what you had to go through to be right now here today. You hear me? And the freedom that you have right now, this day. Because you see, when you came, it was not, and it was hard. In 2024, you did not even know. You did not even know that God was going to open it up for you to be here this day and that things would work out in your favor and you're here to stay. So, no matter what the enemy try to do to you, please, my love. Yes, it's hard at work. Gotta get up early and walk up and down in the snow and go out there and. Okay, this person lives in that area, if not in a warm area. And you have to get up and go out there in the snow. And then when you go out there in the snow, you just feel like you're working and. People over there saying you're not doing this and watching you, and if okay, you really don't give out meds, but I think they're going to time when they want people in your area to start knowing how to give meds. I could call the profession, but I'm not going to. You know who I'm talking about. So at the end of the game, even though they don't, they feel like they don't want you there, tell you what, you should buy yourself a little medical book. Strongly believe a medical book for dummies and start doing the alphabetical from the A to Z when it comes on to meds. It'll be very, very beneficial to you. Chaos on the job. You gotta go and you work in the early morning shift and Jesus. What am I gonna tell you more than say this? That the Rastafarian Saint Jamaica. Trust God and live. Trust him and live. What I'm saying right now, write it down in a book. My niece always writes stuff down in the book, and she have me laughing. Now, everybody now, when I talk to them, they write things down in a book. So write it in a book. Write it in a book. You need to go to the store, the medical store, and you need to get the book for dummies, or if there's in a book that have what does morphine means, and just hypothetical, I'm just saying something off my head. And just what does this mean? What does that word mean? Medical words, what does it mean when you're giving out, when you're going to be giving out meds? Your ear is going to come to a time where, just like they do for the nurse's aide, how they want the nurse's aide to give out meds. That's the same thing is going to be in your area. That is exactly what I'm seeing. And there's a lot of chaos and confusion over there. But all you gotta do is just go in. And if you have to find another job, go do it. There's no time right now for us to sit back. Oh, okay. One second, one second. One minute. Let me. Oh, man. Oh, no. Just gotta, in the mighty name of Jesus, glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. That was an important call, but I have to deal with that when I'm finished. Glory, glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I gotta turn off my phone because I don't want anything to disrupt me right now. Sharamasa. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Hishamukuri. What a mighty God we serve. Father, we thank you this day. We praise you this day, Almighty God. Oh, Ramasokida. We worship you, Almighty God. We thank you for your presence. In your presence, there is fullness of joy, there is peace forevermore. Jesus, You know what? What you know what? What I want us to do this week? Today's Friday. But just be prayerful. Just be prayerful. No matter what the enemy tries to do, I beg of you, please do not give in to him. Don't let him have the edge over you. So you need an apartment? So what? I mean, you know what? It's getting to be wintertime now, but I can't go put you out. It's going to be in the winter season. Call the landlord. Call the mortgage company. Talk to somebody. Talk to somebody. Make an agreement. Make an arrangement. Do you know, because of fear, I lost a lot of stuff? Do you actually know that? Fear is the opposite of faith. Do you know that fear is the opposite of faith? If you, let me tell you, if I had known what I know now, if I had known what I know now, I'm going to call up my creditors and I'm going to say, we have to have an arrangement. We got to talk about some stuff because I don't have this and I don't have that. So let's make an agreement where we can come something that I can be able to pay until I have what I have. But if you sit around and you wait, that's when you're gonna get put out. That's when you're gonna get put out on the street. But if you just call the person and you just let the person know. Not lying, but this is what's going on. They will be able to work with you. Even if you go before the judge, you can tell them, this is what's going on my job. I have ex, they will, I'm telling you, there's no debtor's prison in America like my mother told me. Trust me. Nobody, you ain't going to prison. You just sit around and you just cipher it out. We can't have no fear. Fear brings torment. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of fear, Bokodaba, and I release faith, Hebrews 11, in the mighty name of Jesus. Faith come by hearing. Oh, it says in Romans 10, verse 17. What is faith? After Hebrews 11, verse 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Okay, how do you get faith? How do you get faith? How do you get to be strong? How do you get to be not sitting around and be bawling? Yes, you're gonna cry though. But at the end of the day, you know your brother Jesus died on the cross. How are you gonna get that? Faith come by hearing. Hearing what? Hearing the word of God. So faith is, you gotta talk to yourself. Proverbs 18:21, death and life is in the power of my tongue. I'm gonna speak life. I'm gonna speak life. You gotta talk. You gotta talk. You can't run. It doesn't make no sense. You can't run. People say I'm running for my life. That's a lie. You can't run. You gotta stand and trust because even if you run, they're gonna find you anyway. You gotta make an arrangement. Stop it. That's how your credit gonna get built up. When you say, you know what? I got 25 shoes. I'm gonna keep these 25 shoes. Unless somebody under the bottom part of it fall off, I ain't gonna buy another new shoes. I remember when I was working at the Hartford, this one girl, she said to me, I because you know, in Jamaica, we have this the bully beef and rice. And I made my bully beef. We call it corned beef. We call it bully beef, but it's corned beef in a can. And I made it with rice and I put my butter beans in it. And she said to me, and I gave her a little bit. And she said, Roots, what that? And I said, it's like stew peas. And at that time, it was $1.98 a can. And that lady eat that stuff and ended up buying herself a house. She was able to budget herself. When you want to get something and make an, you know, achieve something, you can't want to go live like the Jones. You gotta be like the ants. You gotta store up. Read the book of Proverbs. That is a storing up book. I remember my mother-in-law, she that lady worked like 290 something like an hour. Lady died, the lady got all kind of jing bag. Our lady got so much stuff. You know why? Wisdom. She know how to apply her finances. She know how to use her money. I may not want to live like that, but that's how I learned a lot from her and my daughter. That's how she live. If she go to the supermarket, she's gonna walk around. If one can is $1.99 and she see one for $1.98, you think she gonna put the $1.99 can? She $1.98. That's how she rolls. And that's what we have to do. We have to have some sense of sensibility. First, we got to have wisdom or to articulate the stuff that we have. Second, in that wisdom mode, we have to know how to have understanding or to apply the wisdom that we have, the things that we have in our hands. We have to know how to use it. We have to have the understanding how we're going to use our dollar. I have a dollar in my hand. My understanding is that I have a dollar. Knowledge is what am I going to apply with this dollar? What am I going to do with this dollar? Even though I have the dollar, what am I going to do? I'm going to use it to buy 25 things. And wisdom is going to say to me, don't go out there and find the most expensive stuff. Wisdom is going to say to me, buy the cheapest stuff. Because I can't afford the dollar 50 because I only have a dollar. And then we repent. And then you ask God to make the attraction of finances come after you and run after you because it's an attraction. Because it's a spirit. Money is a spirit. Money itself is a spirit. Love itself is a spirit. Wherever you attract, it's a spirit. And you go out and you call it in. Money come at to me. Money run after me. Love come after me. Love run after me. You talk to these things and you believe that you receive. Heavenly Father, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in the heavens. We thank you that your kingdom come. We thank you that Jesus Christ, you are that kingdom. And you come and you live inside of us. Lord Jesus, we thank you that we speak and out of our mouth comes life. Lord Jesus, we thank you that there's no demonic force that can come and come stand in front of us. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that the power live and dwells within us. Lord Jesus Christ, where we lift our hand, we call for the anointing of the fire of the Holy Spirit to come down and to change everywhere we walk. We call for Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 to 14. We go in and we come out. We go in and we come out. Everything, our basket is full. We have to make this proclamation. We got to make a decree. Oh my God, we got to go out there and we got to sound the alarm and we got to say, Satan, in the name of Jesus, back up and back off. You have no power. And you got to see them. You got to really see them. You got to see these little baby meons, demons. You got to see them. You got to go out there boldly. You got to stand up and you got to smile. And you gotta pull your stomach in, and you gotta say, "Look, I'm not fearful. I'm not scared of you." I mean, if you gotta pull up your bootstrap, you pull it up, and you stand up, and you let the devil know that you are in charge and you are in leadership. And when you go on your job, hey, listen up now, directors on your jobs, you are the ones that's directing. The word director means. You are directing some stuff. That means nobody is supposed to come in there to run you over like a car. You are directing. You are sitting in the driver's seat. So when you're sitting in the driver's seat, you are maneuvering the car when you're driving where to go. If it's supposed to lean, you tell it to clean, lean. By turning the wheel. And it's the same thing with the director. If he's supposed to lean to the right, you tell him to lean to the right by you turning the wheel. If he's supposed to back up, You back it up. If you're supposed to go forward, you go forward. That is what director does. Nobody is supposed to come into your car. I mean, on your job, in your space, where you're responsible for, to tell you how to run it. Oh, yes, you could sit back and you could listen. But they're not supposed to want to come in and override. They're not supposed to want to come in and override. No, they're not supposed to do. Because you are a director. If you are a manager, you got to know how to manage some stuff. You got to take out your dictionary or your phone and you got to see what these things mean. You might have to take out your job description and look it over because there have people who are going to come in on your job and try to overwrite. Talk about you behind your back. Play. Oh, yeah. Go to your boss and whisper in your boss's ears, the boss that's over you. And you know what? Let me tell you something. It's when you go to work, you just tell them what they need to know to do their job. You just tell them what they need to know to do their job. Just tell them what they need to know to do their job, okay? Because you have people in there trying to override you. It's not good. It's not good. And it's because of your personality. And you can't second guess yourself. Oh my God, you can't second guess yourself. Because then they'll take it for a joke. You know your job. And if you know your job, you're going and you execute your job well. I mean, that's what I'm here to tell you. I see all kind of chaos and all kind of fight on these jobs. Why so much? If they say reach there 8 o'clock, go there for 8 o'clock. If you're in a field that you don't have to manage your time and you leave there late, okay, don't leave there late, 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 especially if you have children and you got a husband or a wife. Go home. Chaos. Confusion. Telling you all of this because there have to be a reason why we have a call to meeting tonight, and there's some stuff maybe that need to be discussed. And God wanted to. Oh yeah, you've been reading Proverbs. Praise God. Keep on reading it, my baby. It's gonna give you wisdom. Yeah. It's gonna put you on the right path. That's what the book of Proverbs does. And it's 31 days. It's 31. I think it's 31 in there. So every morning you get up, you could read a chapter every morning. And if you go over to February, in February, February is 28 or 29 days in a leap year. So you go to 28 days, and then if it's 29, you go 29, and then you might have 30, 31. Then you bring that over back to either the 28th day or the 29th day or the first day or the second day. When it comes on those 31 days, you're gonna have 2 days left over if you're in 28. But other than that, and if you're in June, you're gonna have a day left over. So you're just gonna use the other day, the 31 days, chapter 31, to any way of your advantage. And when you have January, February, March, the days them that have March that have 31 days, you just go for 31 days. But you should use your Proverbs every single day because it's a wisdom book. Okay? Proverbs and Ecclesiastes. Those are book of wisdom. Book of wisdom. Amen, 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 amen. I'm not finished. Wait a minute. I took out my, you don't have to have your thing, but I'm gonna take this for all of us. And I want you to remember the word of God declare that. If you're taking communion, remember now, I didn't know we were going to take it, so I'm just doing it right now. If you're taking communion, and if you have sinned, ask him to forgive us, and he will forgive us from all sins and unrighteousness. So tonight, oh Father God, I come and standing in the gap for each and every single one of us tonight. If you have sinned, you just ask him to forgive it from your sin. I ask him to forgive me from all my sins and to wash me and to cleanse me, that way I may be able to come boldly to his throne and seek mercy in the time of need. Whatever I need, I said, Father, forgive me, wash me. Let me be like that person that when the death angels come by, they were able to see the blood of Jesus on the doorpost and they were not touched. So this day, I believe, God, that this is your body. Jesus, I'm going to eat this body. And I believe that my body is healed. I believe that when I eat it, I'm standing in the gap for every single person that hit any kind of sickness and disease and looking to God for healing. I believe, Lord God, that when Jesus went on the cross, oh, mighty God, and his body was beaten, oh, my God, and torn in pieces. Oh, Lord, what they did to him for us. Oh, God, I believe that by his stripes we are healed. I thank you. And then the word of God. By his stripes we are healed. We're healed from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet. Glory to God. Your stripes healed us. Your stripes bring healing. Sugar is at a standstill in our body. Blood pressure is at a standstill in our body. Any sicknesses and disease in the body, any blood disease, any blood disorder in our bodies, infection in our hands and knees, pain in our left hands. My God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, as I stand in the gap, Father, and I just touch that hand right now, Father. In the name of Jesus, I call for the fire of God to go through that body right now, Father. I do thank you, Father God. I thank you, Father God. Every, oh my God, thyroid, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come and I touch the neck part of my neck and stand in the gap for that person. The eyesight, every eyesight. I thank you, Lord God, for healing in the eyes. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I give you praise and worship. Father God, I give you praise and worship. Every cataract, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I call for the eyesight to be whole and to be healed. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh my God, oh my God. Biliousness in the stomach. I put my hand on my stomach, God. Oh God, I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that biliousness in our stomach, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, every swelling in our knees and in our legs, God. Everything that keeping water in the body, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I give you praise and I give you worship. Father, I give you praise and I give you worship. I give you praise and I give you worship. I give you praise and I give you worship. I give you praise and I give you worship. I give you praise and I give you worship. I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. Ora ma sete rete. Remango la ba. Father God, I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise, oh God. I give you praise, oh God Almighty. Oh, Rama Kora, the blood disorder. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. I thank you that every blood disorder is whole. I thank you, Father God. Every dementia. Every dementia, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. 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 In the mighty name. In the mighty name. In the mighty name. Oh, Rama. Ramango Labasa. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Ramasata. Shokori enere de hita. Jesus. Oh, the weapons of a warfare, they're not corner, but they're mighty. They're mighty to God. They're mighty to God. Put your hand under your lungs. Put your hand under your lungs. Da-da-da-da-bo. Remandes. Oh, the voice box in the mighty name. In the name of Jesus, the voice box. I speak to the vocal cord right now. In the name of Jesus, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed. In the mighty name, in the mighty name, in the mighty name. Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. By his stripes, we are healed. 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 By his stripes, finances run after us. Everything that needed in the body. Everything, yes. By his stripes, finance run after us. Yes. That's what I felt in my spirit to say, yes. It comes and it breaks every yoke of bondage. Yes, everything that's broke, everything that cannot be broken, we break it in the mighty name of Jesus. We break the spirit of witchcraft in the mighty name of Jesus. We break the spirit of witchcraft. We break the head of the snake in the mighty name of Jesus. We break and we bind every chicken foot, every body, every disorder, every. Not Kumamansi. Every head of the dragon. Every python spirit. We come against that and break it in the mighty name. Leviathan, break it in the name. That's true. That's true. Oh, Lord God, that restricted, the one that comes and it just wraps you around and it just suck it out. I break it. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father. Put your hand on your belly and break it. Break, break it. Break it now. Hallelujah. Then, Father, we lift up. I lift up the blood, which is the wine. It represents the blood of Jesus. And we pray over it. And I bless it, Almighty God. This is the covenant that you have with us, God. That when we drink this, we are delivered and set free. We have the blood of Jesus on us. That is a new covenant. We are marked with a price. Your spilt blood from your side. When you were nailed to the cross. You declare when they pierce you at your side that it is finished. Heavenly Father, as I bow, is finished. I thank you now. I praise you now. I thank you this day. Hallelujah. This is the day that you have made. And I thank you, Jesus, that I'm a participant of your day, of your blood. I feel love. I feel joy. I feel peace. This day. I love you, Lord. And I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my Lord. I will rejoice. I will. And as I stand tonight in the gap for your people, Father, that you will be done. Father, let your light come forth through us, that the nations may know that you, Father, you are Jehovah. And your ways are just and true. Almighty God, I beseech you this day, and I thank you for your peace. I thank you for your joy. And I do thank you for your kindness this day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hey, there is a joy and there is a peace in this place. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to sleep tonight because I feel such a joy and such a peace. My prayer for you tonight is that you have joy and you have peace. My prayer for you tonight is that you know that Jesus is Lord. And it does not matter what the enemy might bring. He got you before you were born out of your mama's womb. And he has placed you. And you are in the palm of his hands. So if you could rest assured, you could lay your hands like this, even like this, and put your head, and like you're putting your head in his hands, go right ahead. Because he is faithful. And he's the God of the just and the unjust. And he reigns. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, loving me. Thank you, Lord, for calling me. Thank you, Lord, for your children. Thank you, Lord God. I praise and I worship you this night. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Yes. Jesus is Lord. Amen. And the enemy has no power and no authority over us because we got the fire living, reigning inside of us. Yes, we are powerful. Yeah, and we reign. As a matter of fact, we are rock star with Jesus. Yeah. Glory, glory, glory. Have a great night. I love you guys. God is good. There's something going on in the atmosphere. I want you, when you get off the phone, honestly, I want you to breathe in and I want you to breathe out. I want you to breathe in the essence of the Spirit of God. And breathe out his favor into your ear. That way you can feel his presence every single day. And it doesn't matter what the enemy might bring. It doesn't matter how the enemy want to come and confuse your area. You just stand up and smile and just say, Jesus is Lord. Amen. Have a great night, everybody.